This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. We have lots ahead, including the reigning CHL Player of the Year back in the WHL. Logan Stankoven and Kamloops back in trying to lead his hometown. Pavel Novak has been declared cancer-free. The three-year Kelowna Rocket import forward received a clean bill of health this past week after a five-month battle. We'll hear from him as well. Brandon Wheatkings, the first East Division team through the BC Division this year. And for Brandon, it's been 4 years since they've toured the BC Division. We'll have more on that. And spin that wheel. Connor Roulette, WHL Player of the Week. Saskatoon Blades forward and Dallas Stars prospect will wrap up our show. First up, Logan Stankoven has been returned to Kamloops by the Dallas Stars after playing in five preseason games, and he's back for his 19-year-old season.
Yeah, obviously it's kind of a win-win situation, I feel. Obviously it would have been nice to stay in Dallas and play in the best league in the world, but at the same time I get to come back and play in my hometown in front of friends and family again and with this great group of guys that we have. And at the end of the year, we'll have a Memorial Cup to play for. So that's something that, I'll look forward to. And at the same time, though, take those things that I learned in Dallas and kind of bring them back here to make me a better player.
As a young guy, as a 19-year-old on that stage, I mean, you almost have to fight the urge to sort of pinch yourself because you're in this environment where you and Jamie Benn are laughing on the bench and you're playing six NHL preseason games and you're playing at the highest level at 19, probably trying to hide the fact that this is so much fun as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think just the whole experience, being able to walk into the rink and see those guys like the Bens and the Sagans and even Mason Marchment. Those guys are special players and they're kind of veterans. So you kind of learn from them and get to know them a little bit more. And like you said, joke around with them a bit, have some good laughs. But at the same time, I think the feeling of going back to junior was something that I kept in the back of my mind. And I think that was more of a realistic kind of place for me this season. And no better place to be than in my hometown.
You made a great comparison to what that level was like compared to when you first broke into the WHL playing games at 15. Take me back to that.
Yeah, I think just everybody's a lot bigger and stronger, and it's harder to create chances and score on those goalies. It's the best of the best, and it's a similar feeling to how I felt when I was 15 and 16, kind of coming up through the WHL ranks and trying to figure out how to score on the goalies and keep up to that pace of play. But I feel like, the more games I get at that level, I think the more I'll be able to feel comfortable. In my shoes and hopefully stick around longer next year.
You're the reigning CHL Player of the Year. You come back for your 19-year-old season. What sort of expectations do you have on yourself, and do you have to fight maybe not having those expectations as high as maybe the fans or the league would have on you?
Yeah, obviously it'd be nice to be a repeat winner of that award, but at the same time, there's so many other great players in the league, and a lot of those younger guys are a year older, like Bedard and Andrew Crystal and some great younger guys like that, right? So I've already sort of missed a few games here. So I think just focus on what I can do to become a better player and in person here in the organization and kind of help the younger guys out and kind of come back next year with Dallas and make sure that I'm fully prepared and ready to make that next jump.
When you get back to this team here, this team is probably going to undergo a transition, but just having everybody back except Fraser Minton still with the Maple Leafs, how does this group feel about the team they have now and how they'll progress throughout the season?
Yeah, I think we're pretty confident. We had a good group of guys coming back this season and a good mix of guys that can score and put the puck in the net, but also guys that can kind of play a little bit more grittier and kind of go to the net and score goals in tight. So I think this season we're going to have a good mix and a good team. And for myself, I'm just excited to kind of get back in the lineup and kind of create that chemistry again with some of my teammates and just prepare for what's going to be a big weekend.
First day back with the team, and like we do see sometimes with travel, not everything arrives here, so you get the day off of practice here, I guess.
Yeah, not everything arrived last night when I flew in. So gear, luggage, sticks, it's all missing right now, and going to be waiting for that to come in. Hopefully, either later today or tomorrow morning, so that I can have all my gear ready to go for this weekend's games.
All right, last question. Be honest with me now. After 2 weeks of the NHL lifestyle, what's the biggest thing you'll miss from that level and being at that level?
I'd probably have to say the private jet. Private jet for sure. Just the meals you get on the plane and the extra leg space and everything. You're treated like royalty. So, yeah, pretty good lifestyle and something that you gotta earn. So hopefully next year that's something that I'll be looking forward to enjoy.
All right, something to shoot for. Logan, it's great to have you back. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Minnesota Wild prospect and three-year member of the Kelowna Rockets, Pavel Novak, received some good news this past week. Regan Bartel caught up with him from the Czech Republic.
My doctor appointment on Tuesday, and they told me everything is all right, and I'm cancer-free, so that's my good news.
Oh, that is tremendous news. We're so thankful. We're so happy for you. When you heard that news where your doctor said, Pavel, you're cancer-free, did it feel like the weight of the world was lifted off your shoulders?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I was actually pretty nervous last, like, few days before my appointment. And, yeah, I'm very happy and I'm very glad I'm healthy again.
You went through, you know, quite the circumstance, though, over the last, what, 5 months. There's been a lot of, was it chemotherapy? What type of, how did they try to treat the cancer?
Yeah, it was the chemotherapy. So I had to go, I think, every third week to sit for a few hours to the hospital, and I was getting chemo. So, you know, It was pretty tough time for me because you don't feel very well after all this chemo, and you are tired, your stomach is upset, you feel like you will throw up every time. So yeah, like I said, it wasn't hard, but you know, with my family and my friends and of course my girlfriend, it was a lot easier.
Talk about your doctors and how great they were to work with. You called them heroes, and they indeed were.
Oh yeah, like I said, they are my heroes. It started with my doctor here in my town when I came back from Kelowna, and you know, I had COVID in playoffs, and Minnesota wanted to do some blood work because they weren't sure if everything is okay. So we did the blood work, and the test didn't turn out very well. So I had to go for like more appointments when they find out something is wrong. So then I continue with my oncological doctor, and she was great. She told me there is a really big chance I will be healthy again, and I trusted her a lot. And I have to say she did her best, and yeah, that's why probably I'm healthy right now.
Yeah, Pavel Novak joins us here on the phone line, former Kelowna Rocket. We call him now former Kelowna Rocket because we anticipate he'll play pro when he returns to playing hockey full-time. Again, now cancer-free. That's the great news, and that's why we wanted to, you know, spend some time with Pavel, just talking about his road to recovery. So let me get this straight, Pavel. You had COVID, and really because you had COVID, that resulted in more tests, and then they found out you had cancer? Was that really how it sort of went down?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't feel that bad, so that's everything was just because of COVID. But like when I'm thinking about it lately, I think I had some problems after the World Juniors. You know, I felt more tired. I was sweating a lot when I was sleeping, but I never thought I have some like health problem. I always thought it's just, you know, it's okay, and everyone has the same problems. So like lately, I can see I had some problems, but I never thought it's gonna be cancer.
When you were getting your cancer treatment, you probably saw others that were also fighting the disease. Is it not a humbling experience? Does it not really bring life into perspective? We always think about hockey, and we're always focused on hockey. And I guess when we're battling cancer, which can and has claimed many lives across the world, doesn't it really bring in perspective what, I guess, life is all about and how valuable your health is?
Yeah, like, you know, I have to say, I always was like, a little upset when I wasn't playing much or when I didn't score a goal or when we lost, but right now it's a little different for me. You know, I'm actually very happy. I won this fight. I can live, and everything what I do for me right now is, you know, I'm just enjoying everything what I do, like breakfast, workouts. I can work with my dad, like, you know, everything is fun right now for me. So like I said, for me it's just health right now, and everything else, it really doesn't matter.
I know there's going to be a lot of people back here in Kelowna and across the hockey world that are going to be cheering for you and just hoping that your dream comes true of not only A, beating cancer, but playing in the NHL. So good luck, Pavel.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to talk with you. So, like I said, just best of luck in the season, and I will be watching.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The branded Wheat Kings are touring the BC Division for the first time since 2018. Head coach Don McGilvery says it's a nice change of pace to head out west after the pandemic changed their travel plans the past 2 years.
It's exciting for the guys. I think we play in nice buildings. All the buildings are really nice and have an atmosphere, and all the teams are good. They're all competitive teams, and we haven't played a lot of these teams. They haven't played us, so it'll be exciting for our guys. And you know, again, it's just the unknown of what to expect. And hopefully, like I said, we can worry about our game and try to get our game going the right way. And if we do that, then, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance every night.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
A big week for Saskatoon Blades forward Connor Roulette, traded to Seattle to start the season. Roulette is coming off a big week that included a hat trick. And as Les Lazarek explains, he's leaning on his Indigenous roots for inspiration.
Thank you very much, John. Joined by Connor Roulette, the latest Western Hockey League Player of the Week, with 5 goals and 3 assists for 8 points as the Blades went 2-2 this past week. Connor, being Western Hockey League Player of the Week, first time, I understand, which is somewhat surprising, but that's the way it goes. What was the week like for you?
Yeah, it was really good. Kind of started off with just going back home, getting to see the family, getting to kind of play in front of a lot of familiar faces again, and you know, just getting, you know, the legs back under us. You know, first few games, you know, I got back to Saskatoon, had a couple games, but then we had a little bit of rest time there to get going again, and I thought we came out, you know, a little slow the first few games, but by the end of the week, I think, you know, as a team, we were, you know, everyone was playing a lot better, everyone was moving their feet, and when you have a team that's hot like that, you know, in those types of games, in those types of periods, offensive opportunities come, and awesome that our line was able to produce on those opportunities, and yeah, obviously get the player of the week. It's pretty special. Lots of family and friends were really proud, and you know, it was a surreal moment. And you know, like I was telling everyone else, like, it's still early in the year. I think lots more guys on this team, lots more guys that I you know, I've been playing with, I think can, you know, get that honor, get that accomplishment, and you know, I think it's just a start for, you know, some of the guys, and you know, I'm really proud of it.
Your second career hat trick. Do you remember the first one?
Yeah, I remember the first one. Just like it was yesterday, we were playing against the Victoria Royals. I think it was October 5th. It was a home game, and it technically wasn't a hat trick. My third goal, I got tripped on. I think it was like a partial breakaway on our blue line, and I got tripped, and they gave me the goal. But this one was first time I got to score 3 actual goals. The first one was just 2 and a gimme, but it's awesome when you get that accomplishment. You know, I always tell everyone, like, my slap shot, my one-timer is not really the best, and to get in on the one-timer after never really taking one-timers, I had a close buddy of mine text me, he's like, is that the first ever one-timer you've ever taken? Because I'm not one of the guys that likes to shoot that much, so
It was a pretty cool, a surreal moment, and yeah, I think I'll remember this one for a while, just like I remember the other one.
No doubt about that. Connor, you're a guy that got traded to Saskatoon just before training camp was to start. Everything was geared towards going back to Seattle. All of a sudden, it's turn around, let's get ready to go to Saskatoon. You end up in Dallas's training camp. What's the adjustment been like for you coming to Saskatoon, the Eastern Conference, the East Division, considering everything was geared towards Seattle in the U.S. Division just up until the end of August?
Yeah, I thought it's been pretty easy, as in I get to the billet house, get to meet the billets, and the billet house actually it was kind of a really good spot for me. I think on the drive there, I was kind of telling that I was hoping I get the basement or my own bathroom, that type of thing, and I got everything I asked for, and a lot of the guys on the team here are great guys, great locker room guys, so able to gel with those guys, fit in with those guys, and then being able to go back to the build house and have a nice setting, it really does make you feel at home. And when you go to Dallas and you kind of get that experience, then you get to come back here already feeling at home, already feeling ready for the season. I think the biggest thing was just the new teams. Haven't played against all these teams in a really long time. Lots of new players, new goalies, just new playing style. But I think everything off the ice was just fit really like a glove. And I think the last few games I've been able to find that mojo against the other teams. And I think I get to play against some of those American teams later on in the season. So. I think it was just more the on ice, the games and the new teams and all that stuff.
Tell me a little bit about your background. You're proud. You mentioned the fact that you're Indigenous. You're an Indigenous Manitoba Athlete of the Year a couple of years ago. Give me the background as to your background.
Yeah, my dad grew up on the reserve, Sandy Bay First Nation, and my mom spent a lot of time up north as well. She grew up, my grandma kind of had to move a lot because she was a doctor and she was doing a lot of school stuff. But growing up, I always just loved being up north, fishing with my cousins and my uncles, and just being outside, being close to the land. It's kind of been my favorite thing to do. Just also spending a lot of time in the winter as well, playing in Indigenous hockey tournaments and stuff like that. And I'm really proud of where I come from and what I do, and just being able to be a role model for all the Indigenous kids as well has been awesome. And being proud of my roots, I hope to make other kids proud of their roots as well. So it's a great feeling for sure.
Speaking of role models, there's a statue out front of SaskTel Center, the first ever Indigenous man to play in the National Hockey League. You know about Fred Sisakamoose. Have you had a chance to look at that statue out in front of the building here? And what does it mean to you to see that?
Yeah, obviously he's a legend for sure, and really, really big role model. And that statue out there really means a lot. You get to come to just watch a hockey game. Being an Indigenous person, probably never been at this arena before, and to see that outside, and it's comforting. Just to have that recognition and that being able to be recognized as an Indigenous athlete and have the he's in the teepee thing there, it's really cool. And obviously they have that big tournament here as well, so one of the biggest Indigenous hockey tournaments in the world, and great hockey, and being named after him has been it's awesome. Everyone kind of looks forward to it. I always chirp Wasey and kind of joke around with Wasey every time he shoots in practice or whatever. I always tell him to save it for Freddie, because it's such a big tournament, and he's such a guy that his legacy will carry on forever. Just being recognized as such a great hockey player and a great role model for us Indigenous people players.
Connor, I appreciate your awareness. Thank you for the time. Wish you all the best as you move forward this season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Connor Roulette of the Saskatoon Blades, the Western Hockey League's Player of the Week. Back to you, John.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna, Chase Johnston with Brandon, and Les Lazarick in Saskatoon. Thanks, guys. That's the show. I'm John Keane. Have a great weekend.